It's always fun to catch up with local talent whose names now shine bright on the world stage. Coloratura soprano Elizabeth Futral is one. Growing up in Covington, one of four daughters of the minister at First Baptist Church, she learned to play the piano at age five, and as she got a little older, to sing in her father's church choir.
I don't think I dreamed of being an opera singer, you know, as a kid. Didn't really know opera that much. So the opera stuff really came into play at college.
By the time Elizabeth graduated from Alabama's Samford College, she knew she wanted a solo singing career. So she applied and was accepted by Indiana University, an academic institution noted for its superior and huge music school.
And Indiana, I think, had at that point probably 2,000 students in the music school itself. And immediately I was plunged into this cattle call audition for all of the operas that they do. They do 8 fully staged operas with orchestra a year. And so they do this casting from the very first audition that everyone does.
Elizabeth did not get a major part, but she did get a role, which for a first-year grad student was quite a coup.
I marched out there and did my thing. I was too stupid, really, to know what I was doing, and but I did okay, and I think I was too stupid to be scared. That was the thing. And I landed a role in the very first opera that they were doing. Wasn't the lead role in the opera, but it was a good role, and it was the right thing for me at the time. And so, it, you know, I caught their attention, and that gave me some confidence. And IU turned out to be a great place, very competitive school, very hard in that way. It was extremely competitive among the singers, which wasn't necessarily a great thing.
In fact, the culture of competition at Indiana University was intensely fierce. But as difficult and often unpleasant as that was, Elizabeth says it taught her a lot.
The competitive nature of the business really is, you know, half the battle. You do have to have a certain kind of backbone to survive this career and to actually excel in it. And not everyone has that, and I totally get that.
But Elizabeth did and still does have that competitive spirit. After graduate school, she entered and won the Metropolitan Opera Chicago Regional Competition, going on to win the national competition in New York. Her career has soared with critically acclaimed performances in both the beloved traditional operas of past centuries and in world premieres of those more contemporary. She starred as Stella in André Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire, and sang alongside Placido Domingo in Chinese composer Tan Dun's acclaimed masterpiece, The First Emperor.
Working with a living composer is like nothing else. So doing a world premiere and being able to converse with the composer about the way he's written something, I mean, it's just a really exciting, creative experience to be a part of that.
Elizabeth brings her extraordinary talent to New Orleans this coming Sunday at 4 p.m. with a public concert at Loyola University presented by Amici, the support group of the Gulf Coast region of the Metropolitan Opera National Council, whose Metropolitan Opera auditions are held annually in New Orleans. She says she's looking forward to it and has thought carefully about what she will sing.
Everything that I'm doing is something that I've sung on stage in the opera. And I chose those things because, I don't know, I just thought it would be an interesting little walk through my career. For me, anyway, and I hope it will be for the audience. And I hope to share some of my experience, some of my personal experiences on stage in those roles as I'm walking through the concert. So I'm going to do a little bit of talking about them and a lot of singing. And hopefully it'll be a fun little journey that I'm going to take.
For more information about the Amici concert and to read more about Elizabeth Futral, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE, N-O-L-A-V-I-E. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.